Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, January 13th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Apple has launched a replacement program for the iPhone XS and iPhone XR smart battery cases. Apple says that units sold from January 2019 through October may experience charging issues due to a production fault. Affected units may exhibit issues like intermittent charging when plugged into power, or the case simply might not charge the iPhone at all. The replacement program covers the vast majority of iPhone XR, iPhone XS, and iPhone XS Max smart battery cases. The start date for the eligibility window is January 2019, which is when the cases first went on sale, and it runs through October 2019. Apple stresses that there is no safety issue here with the batteries, which means you don't have to be concerned about fire risks if you don't have your case replaced. But if you want to get a replacement smart battery case, you can contact an Apple authorized reseller or make an appointment at your local Apple store. Apple will replace your case for free, regardless of whether or not you're experiencing any issues currently, with the goal of preventing any problems from arising in the future. In other news, a new filing for an upcoming MacBook has shown up in the European Economic Commission's database. It's unclear what specific model this is, but one possibility is that it's the unannounced 13-inch MacBook Pro or MacBook Air with the redesigned Magic Keyboard. In the new filing, Apple simply describes the MacBook as a portable personal computer running macOS 10.15. The filing was originally submitted on December 24th, but only made public today. Apple debuted the new Magic Keyboard scissor switch design with the 16-inch MacBook Pro in November. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has said that Apple plans to bring that same keyboard design to the rest of the MacBook lineup sometime in 2020, including the 13-inch MacBook Pro and the MacBook Air. The logical assumption is also that the 13-inch MacBook Pro will become 14 inches, much like the 15-inch MacBook Pro became 16 inches. The new filing doesn't specify what MacBook this is, but either way, we would expect it to feature the Magic Keyboard rather than the Butterfly Keyboard, which is hopefully gone for good. When a new filing hits the European Economic Commission, it usually means we're a few months away from an actual hardware release. Apple is believed to have new iPads and a new iPhone model in the works for sometime this spring, so it is possible that we'll get a new MacBook Pro or a new MacBook Air then, or perhaps sometime around WWDC in June. We are sponsored this week by Longvidin. Longvidin's stylish, genuine leather Apple Watch bands transform any Apple Watch from a functional wrist computer into a fashionable luxury timepiece. Longvidin bands are compatible with all Apple Watch models and sizes, and straps are available in multiple colorways with collections for both him and her. Each band is made of genuine high-grade leather and features a luxurious suede lining which makes for a comfortable all-day wear. Longvidin also uses a stainless steel butterfly deployant clasp that's usually only found on luxury timepieces. And if you can't decide on which color to get, grab two bands and get the third band for free. Head to Longvidin's website and enter code 9to5Mac15 at checkout to take 15% off your entire order. And don't forget to enter our Apple Watch Series 5 giveaway at the link in the show notes below. Last week, we covered a supply chain story that said Apple might be delaying its millimeter wave 5G iPhone models until 2021. But now, Ming-Chi Kuo says that that's not the case. According to a new report from Kuo, all four of the iPhones Apple releases with 5G capabilities in 2020 will support both the sub-6 GHz 5G and millimeter wave 5G technologies. Kuo says that the development of the 5G iPhones is proceeding on schedule, with shipping timelines currently on track for Q3 or Q4 of this year. We are expecting to see four new iPhone models this fall, with 5.4-inch, 6.1-inch, and 6.7-inch screens. All four are reported to have OLED screens this time, including the replacement for the iPhone 11, which currently features an LCD display. In addition to 5G support, a new time of flight 3D sensing technology for AR applications is also expected to come to the iPhone this year. As we've said before, however, Apple supporting the faster 5G standard is only half the story. It also needs to be available from carriers. Although the early rollout of millimeter wave 5G is underway, the extremely limited range means broader rollouts beyond major cities and high-density locations is further away. So even if the new iPhones all support millimeter wave 5G, you won't always necessarily be able to take advantage of those faster speeds, depending on the progress of the carriers. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a look at a cool story from former Apple executive Tony Fadell, who recently tweeted about how the original iPod went from inception to release all within the same year. We've also got a new installment of Back to the Mac from Jeff Benjamin, focused on how he has installed 24 terabytes of SSD and 384 gigabytes of RAM in his new Mac Pro. You can find both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.